Lake Louise. A historic cabin will be dismantled and removed due to the impacts of slope erosion and glacial recession from climate change, Parks Canada announced Thursday. The Abbott Pass Refuge Cabin National Historic Site will be removed this spring following geotechnical assessments that showed 114 cubic meters of material fell from the slope beneath the hut after high temperatures this past summer. I've known about Abbott Pass hut significance for many years. It's a sad day for us all, said Rick Kubian, the field unit superintendent for Yoho, Kootenay and Lake Louise. We do want to move forward and I tend to be someone who tries to take the best from a tough situation and I'm hopeful others are able to take the ability to recognize the hut and its significance. Parks Canada began a geotechnical assessment following reports of rock fall and erosion being found in the fall of 2016. Slope stabilization was completed in 2018 for $600,000, which saw rock anchors added to support the cabin. However, an additional geotechnical assessment was completed in 2021 and discovered higher levels of slope erosion and cracks in the masonry. It was determined further slope stabilization efforts wouldn't preserve the hut. When the hut was built in 1922, the southeast slope below it was covered by permanent snow and ice. However, the snow and ice have receded and exposed the steep slope below the hut and erosion was first noticed in 2016. Kubian said the impacts of climate change on the site led to the difficult decision and the agency is taking measures to protect its sites. Climate change and other environmental forces challenge the integrity of ecosystems and the condition of Parks Canada natural resources, he said. We're taking action on a wider range of fronts, including invasive species, actions related to our assets and trying to protect our assets from the effects of climate change. Kubian said no other locations are at the same risk as Abbott Pass and an initial look has been done, but a more detailed one will be completed. A heritage recording has been completed and once the hut's removed, the area around the site will be reopened. While efforts will be made to remove the majority of the hut, it was noted its unstable condition could pose a safety risk to workers deconstructing the hut. The masonry is primarily made of limestone and could fracture if removed. The intent is to remove as much non-natural material and Parks Canada will look at leaving a footprint on the site to further commemorate its location. A location to remove it has yet to be decided and consultations with Indigenous groups, the Alpine Club of Canada, stakeholders and the public will happen this year to look at options to commemorate the original site of the cabin and where the cabin will be removed. We really haven't put any detailed thinking into that yet. You could picture enough rock to build a cairn or series of cairns at locations as one of the conceptual things we've discussed, Kubian said. We really want to work with stakeholders in the alpine and mountaineering community as well as with Indigenous peoples to determine that path forward and we think we've got time to do that. The hut is at an elevation of 2,925 meters on the border of Banff and Yoho National Parks near Lake Louise. It was built in 1922 by Swiss guides and acquired by Parks Canada in 1968. The Alpine Club of Canada has operated since 1985 for what has become a popular spot for hikers and mountaineers. In 1992, it was made a National Historic Site and a series of upgrades to the roof, drainage, masonry was made between 2012 and 2014. The work to remove it is expected to be carried out in the spring and will look to be finished before the busy tourism season returns this summer. We're hopeful we have the work done prior to the primary summer season, Kubian said. That is one of our main drivers is to make sure we're able to remove the area closure that's been in place since the hut's been identified as a threat to public safety. Timeline. 1922. Abbott Pass Refuge Cabin, Abbott Pass Hut. Constructed 1968. Dominion Parks Branch, known today as Parks Canada. Acquires the hut 1973. Abbott Pass Refuge Cabin is restored 1985. Alpine Club of Canada assumes operation of the hut 1992. Abbott Pass Refuge Cabin is designated as a National Historic Site 2012. Parks Canada completes roof and drainage upgrades 2014. Parks Canada completes stone masonry restoration 2016. Initial slope instability reported to Parks Canada 2017. Slope stability geotechnical assessment begins 2018. Hut closed and initial slope stability work conducted to install rock anchors below the hut 2019. Unfavorable weather conditions cause safety concerns at the site. preventing additional slope stability work 2020. COVID-19 health measures prevent additional slope stability work from being completed 2021. Further slope erosion occurs, impacting the base of the hut area closure expanded to include Abbott Pass and its two approach routes. Second geotechnical assessment conducted heritage recording completed 2022. Anticipated, Abbott Pass hut removed correction. The original online version stated that the Abbott Pass hut was going to be moved, but it actually is going to be removed this spring. The Outlook apologizes for the confusion.